After nearly 3 months of trying to reach a settlement with the Archdiocese of Boston for claims of clergy sexual abuse, some victims say their hopes are dimming. Attorneys for hundreds of alleged victims and the church had agreed to a 90-day ceasefire in their lawsuits to try to work out a deal. But so far, victims say the church has been anything but conciliatory, and now they worry two recent court decisions may give the Archdiocese more reason to play hardball. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
One lawyer called it a double whammy. First, Massachusetts' highest court upholds the so-called charitable immunity cap that limits the liability of a nonprofit to just $20,000 a claim. Then, 1 week later, the same court rules that one victim of clergy sexual abuse took too long to come forward with her accusations, and her case can't go to trial. It's a setback that may spell the end to some other victims' claims as well.
There's no question this is the best news the church has had ever since this crisis unfolded.
Wendy Murphy is a visiting scholar at Harvard Law School. She says the court's stricter interpretation of the statute of limitations may give the church a lot more bargaining power during settlement talks.
If I were the church's lawyers, I'd back away from the negotiating table with whatever offer I'd previously made. I'd say this changes everything. And I'd come to the table with substantially lower offer to settle all the cases. And frankly, the plaintiff's lawyers are going to be under a great deal of pressure to take whatever they can get at this point, because there's a real risk that they'll get nothing now for many of their cases.
Depending on their particular cases, some victims' attorneys are more worried than others. Attorney Eric McLeish, whose firm represents more than 200 victims, is one who's a bit more sanguine. McLeish says the high court's decision would not disqualify most of his cases, and he says it won't change the dynamic of negotiations.
In the heat of the moment, is this going to dramatically change the landscape and mean that people are going to be desperate and dismiss their lawsuits or settle them for meaningless amounts or give up on their efforts at reform? No, absolutely not. We do not view this. Yes, we would have preferred that it went down the other way, but we believe that it is not going to affect the vast majority of our cases.
Even if some cases were disqualified for technical legal reasons, McLeish says, the church still has a moral obligation to compensate all victims and will pay in the long run if it doesn't. For its part, Archdiocese spokesman Chris Coyne says the church is still committed to doing what's fair.
The Archdiocese of Boston is not just about trying to get out of its responsibility by working through some kind of legal wrangling. We're about trying to come to a good conclusion of the cases that are against us so that people receive what they justly deserve and the compensation that they need for what has happened to them.
But victims say the church is not putting its money where its mouth is. One offer of $25 million to be shared by 400 or so victims has been rejected as woefully inadequate, according to one lawyer. Coyne says a final offer will take time. The church is still haggling with its insurers over how much money they'll contribute, and they're still trying to sell some property. Lawyers are also bogged down in details of how any money would be divvied up and how to make sure that a global settlement really does settle the issue and new claims for past abuse don't keep coming up. But attorneys say their patience is wearing thin. Attorney Mitchell Garabedian did not agree to the current ceasefire. He spent more than a year on a deal the church ultimately reneged on, and he says he doesn't believe the archdiocese negotiates in good faith.
I believe part of their strategy is to delay. It's to allow witnesses' memories fade, to allow evidence to disappear, to allow those individuals who are sick or infirm to be unapproachable in terms of depositions. All of that helps defendants in any case, and certainly that's the church's strategy.
Come May 20th, when the 90-day ceasefire is up, if there's no real offer on the table, attorneys are threatening what one lawyer called a shock and awe campaign. Another victim's attorney, Carmen Durso, agrees it will get ugly.
If there's no offer by the 20th, they're going to have the lawyers for 550 claimants in a very bad mood, doing everything they can to make their lives miserable. Conducting discovery, taking depositions, sending in document requests, doing a lot of different things. It's going to be awful. It's going to be a mess.
One more reason the church may be reluctant to press their most recent legal victory: the High Court's decision may not be the last word on the issue. Legislation is already pending at the State House that would extend the statute of limitations, making it easier than ever to file claims for older cases. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.